Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katz Mantides here. It's Sunday morning. What's going on in our country? Well, today, a good friend has stopped by. His name is Rabbi Meyer May, and he runs the Simon Wiesenthal Center. And the rabbi is the executive director, and for a short time, I think for 41 years, it's the Museum of Tolerance. Tell all Americans what the museum does and what it stands for.
Okay, well, the Simon Wiesenthal Center is obviously a very aggressive organization dealing with the issues of anti-Semitism and defending of the State of Israel. But we also recognize that we have to educate people one at a time. So therefore, in addition to our vocal activities in defense of the Jewish people and against intolerance as it applies to all people, we developed a museum in Los Angeles that is 26 years old. We've had more than 7 million visitors to it. It's state of the art. We've been replicated in terms of our museumology by more than 70 museums around the world. The museum deals with the subject of the Holocaust and also deals with the whole issue of tolerance as it relates to Americans and relates to the kids that come to the visitor, as visitors to the museum, of which we've had more than 1.5 million children in school groups coming to the museum.
Wow, that's a lot of people. Tell us on the current state of things in the world, and we're all concerned with hate crimes, we're all concerned with anti-Semitism. Tell us what the current state of the world is in your eyes.
All the studies, if you take a look at the FBI recently released study, it shows that the Jewish people are the victims of more than 50% of all hate crimes that take place in America. And it doesn't diminish the assault on others, but we have to recognize that there's one group that seems to be singled out, and there's a good reason that it's singled out, because it's the oldest hatred of the world. And people have trouble with the success of the Jewish people. People have trouble with the prominence of the Jewish people. And in a sense, have no trouble victimizing the Jewish people, because they look at us as being successful, and therefore it becomes the foil for those that have less.
Lately, there's been a lot of anti-Semitism on television, especially with some of the Democratic Party's, some congresspeople. I mean, I was very surprised that the moderates didn't stand up and say it's wrong.
I think that that's exactly correct. This is not a Democrat problem. It's not a Republican problem. Everyone, every American should stand up when they hear intolerance. And if you're a member of Congress, and it's even a member of your own party, you must call it out, tell it the way it is. And if a congresswoman from Minnesota says something that's outrageous, that would not be tolerated by any other minority, then it behooves every member of Congress, whether you're Jewish or not Jewish, to say, this is unspeakable, and it doesn't belong here in our institution.
You know, I, in my functions with the Greek Orthodox Church, I was in charge, and I'm still in charge, of religious freedom in the world, reporting to the Patriarch out of Constantinople. And under President Obama, 400,000 Christians died in the Middle East in those 6-7 years. And it's horrible. I mean, how do you see the Jewish community in France, in Germany? They are having problems with the refugees moving in.
Well, we met with the president of France, and we asked him, where are the imams? Where are the imams decrying and calling out anti-Semitism? We want to see religious leaders calling it out. Listen, we've called out on numerous occasions the persecution of Christians in Iraq, the Yazidis, and others. It is a embarrassment for us to see, to watch how in the name of tolerance, we have become intolerant to Christians, and other members of other religions.
It is horrible, and under President Trump, they've accused him of being anti-Semitic, and I can't see how that can happen because his son-in-law, Jared, is very, very Jewish, and he allowed his daughter to convert to Judaism, and their kids are raised Jewish.
Listen, there's no question that the president has been a tremendous friend to Israel, has done more for the state of Israel in the last 3 years than his predecessors. He's kept his promises to the state of Israel, and as you point out, his children are Jewish, his grandchildren are Jewish. But what you have is you have a world that's trying to divide us. You have a progressive left that's trying to divide us, and you have a far right bringing out all the hate in the world. And we have to recognize that there are 90% of Americans are in the middle. And those of us who are in the middle have to be able to stand up for justice and for tolerance and whenever possible.
I agree with you 100%. We got a minute left. Tell me about the center. It's located in Los Angeles?
The Wiesenthal Center is located in Los Angeles. It's the international headquarters of the Simon Wiesenthal Center. It was established 42 years ago. As you pointed out, I joined it in the second year of its existence. I'm relatively new, only 41 years on the job. But now we're building a tremendous project in Jerusalem. It's called the Museum of Torah in Jerusalem. It's three times the size of our museum in L.A. It's in the heart of Jerusalem. And it will be provide a tremendous source of education for visitors and Israelis alike.
Now, if people are on the West Coast and near Los Angeles, they should come visit the center. But if they're not on the West Coast, is there a website people can learn more about?
Yeah, museumoftolerance.com or Wiesenthal.com. But also, you should be aware that we're now building a bus in New York and building a bus in Illinois, and we have a bus in Toronto that goes around to schools teaching tolerance campus by campus.
Rabbi Meyer May, thank you so much for calling in this Sunday morning, and let's catch up again real soon, and I will check out the website too.